Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live. I'm coming tonight to air a sermon that the Lord put upon my heart at a conference that I preached at on this past Thursday evening. It is a blessing. I believe this word has to be heard by everyone in the church, male and female. So I want to go right in and begin to play the sermon. I'll be back afterwards and I'll be praying, and then we'll meet again on Saturday. In the meantime, I invite you to visit with us over at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, on every Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tuesday and Wednesday is 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. I'll be right back. Let us go into the Word.
Yeah. I'm talking about Jesus, yeah. My Savior. Yeah. I'm talking about Jesus, my Lord. Yeah. Jesus, my Redeemer. Yeah.
Nehemiah chapter 6,
starting with verse 1, and it reads, "Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work." Somebody say great work.
Great work.
"So that I cannot come down.
Right.
Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you?"
All right.
Now let's go on over to Ephesians chapter 4, looking at verse 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. "Now that he ascended," Ephesians 4:9, "now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come," somebody say all, "till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and to a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Let us pray.
Yes.
Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. And Lord, we ask that you have your way in this place. Lord, have your way during the preached word, oh God. Let me decrease and you increase as you use me for your glory. Join these preaching moments, oh Lord. Lord, we just ask that you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, fill us with power, and set us on purpose in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your holy name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. And Lord, we thank you that it's already done, and we ask that you manifest, oh God. Manifest your power, manifest your presence in this place. And at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen and praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I take your seat. I don't want you to tell nobody, but I want you to talk to the devil and say, I'm not about to.
Yeah.
tell you that you already have everything that you need on the inside of you to do the assignment that God has called you to do. So often God will call you to do something. You'll say, who me? I can't do that. Well, like Moses, but I can't speak. And God is saying, you can do it because I called you to it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I can tell you where to go, where to spot it, what time it was going to be happening at that position. Hallelujah. If you look at you, be like, what?
Bless the Lord.
What is this? What meaning is this? Hallelujah. But I thank God he sent Pastor Anthony into that bar that night. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
to do. And we will not come back. Hallelujah. We will not stop until it's done. Until the day when we get our head down and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't have time.
Glory.
To be stooping down to your level. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil hates it when I tell my testimony. Because, you know, we got image. We got image. You know, we want to look a certain way. We want people to see we got it all together. And we always had it all together. But let me tell you, I got to tell you my story. Because you got to know how great is our God. You got to know how great is our God. He is able. God is able. Let me tell you, I preached at a women's conference last weekend. And this woman, after the conference was over, this one woman stood up.
That's right. Yes, she did.
Sister Tina was there. Prophetess Linda was there. And she said, today, my name is... I'm not even going to say her name, but she said, today is my first day of being free of drugs.
Yes,
and not prostituting in my body.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Glory. You better know your assignment.
Yes.
You go ahead and try to hide your past if you want to.
Yes.
But some of y'all got to go ahead and talk to your daughter.
Glory.
Talk to your nieces.
Yes.
Talk to the young girls in the church and say, baby, you don't have to go down that path.
Yes.
You got to talk to some of these young boys and say, boy, don't even go near that. You don't want to be a father at 15.
Yes, yes, amen.
You don't want to be a mother at 16.
Yes.
It's too hard. A student dropped out of high school. Come on, somebody. What was going to become of me? See, the devil might have thought he had you.
Right.
But look at you now, baby.
Yes.
You still here. You still here. Some of y'all working in corporate America.
Yes.
Some of you got your own businesses.
Right.
Some of you are aspiring to be authors and cutting CDs. But you gotta declare that you will not come back.
Yes.
Because there's an assignment against your assignment.
Hallelujah.
So the devil knew where I was heading.
Yes.
When he sent that 19-year-old boy my way. He knew where I was heading. I was smart. I was brilliant. You know, I was an A student. I was going somewhere.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. But I got derailed a little bit. Right. And for the young women in the church, you know, ain't no time to be playing with them little boys.
Yeah.
I was focused on your schoolwork.
Come
thank
on.
You.
Yeah.
Come
on.
In your future.
Yes.
You don't have time. You don't have time to come down.
Amen.
You ain't got time. Stay holy.
Yes.
Stay holy. Stay holy.
Yes.
Stay holy.
Yes.
Stay holy.
Yes.
Tell them you can't touch this. Stay holy. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I thank God for Pastor Anthony. Preach the gospel to me in the bar. Invited me to church. He was a baby Christian. Didn't want to go. Didn't want to go. So invited me to another bar. Ended up in another bar. See, there's an assignment. There was an assignment against his assignment.
Amen.
Let's keep her drunk. Let's keep her in oblivion. I had a man that didn't want to commit.
Yes.
But I thank God that my God didn't leave me like I was.
Amen.
I thank God that he had another plan. I would still be a high school dropout.
Amen.
But can I tell you, I went to college? Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I could still be on food stamps and welfare.
Okay.
But can I tell you, I own my own house? Come on, somebody.
Yes.
We got married 2 years ago. I said, I'm not going to be. We're going to be married forever because we were taught marriage. Divorce is not an option.
That's right. That's what we
divorce
taught.
Is not an option.
That's what we teach.
So we're going to be married forever.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, yeah, one thing, we're going to be married forever. Because if you try to leave, I kill you. I was off straight on the street. Didn't know no better. I was a baby. Come on, y'all don't try that at home. Amen. Hallelujah. Then I told him another thing, because we had a lot of fights and arguments in the beginning, because I wanted to fight, because I saw my parents fight. I saw my mother and my father rumble, and I wanted to fight. I was all messed up. I presented myself sweet as could be before he married me, but after he married me, I was like another one bites the dust, because he doesn't even know what he's in for. Hallelujah. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for salvation.
Yeah.
you.
Yes.
And I thank God for a man who
yes.
wouldn't fight me.
Yes.
I thank God for somebody who put his foot down and said, come on, you got to stop all this nonsense.
Yes.
And he said, when
yes.
you do this, baby, you tear me down, you breaking me down, you tear down my masculinity.
Yes.
And I'm like, get out, don't ever come back. I don't need you, I can do bad
God.
By myself.
That's
all that learned behavior, all that messed up behavior,
yes.
y'all got to stop
That's
kicking
God.
Your husbands out. Stop talking down to your husband.
Right.
In the room.
Right.
Stop it in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah. Take your mouth off of the man of God. Let him be a man of God. Stop destroying the work of the kingdom. Your assignment is to help him to build up the kingdom. You gotta be like Queen Esther when you go before your husband.
That's a God.
Take a bath. Shower yourself up.
That's
right.
Put on some pretty stuff.
Yeah.
And some sweet smelling stuff. I won't do it no more. And I
almost 14 years ago. And I thank God that he brought me, the stupid little black girl, back there to her senses.
Yes, I
got it. Kick a good man to the curb. Because of what some bad man, with his behavior, had done to me.
Yes, I got it.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Stop making him pay. Yeah.
kingdom of heaven is near. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I had to change. Hallelujah. Esther went right. She could have went there saying, you got to go get Hammond and tell him, call back your boy because he started trouble. And you know what? If you don't get Hammond, even though you ain't called me in a month, I'm leaving you.
Jesus.
But she came with a sweet spirit. She came with the right attitude.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. My husband and I pastor the church together. And our congregation can tell you, even if once, maybe once, they might as well look up a look. But they have never heard us disrespect each other. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. We can do this, y'all.
Yes.
We don't, you don't have to be married to be in ministry at your church with the brother.
Amen.
The brother can get along with the sister.
Come on.
And the sisters can get along with the brother.
Amen.
Amen. We got to stop getting mad at the brother when he doesn't recognize that God told us that he was our husband. Come on.
Amen.
Because God got a husband for us.
Amen.
You know, every single one of us, I used to want to flirt with every man I saw.
Bless the God.
I was just sound like me. I was just so messed up. Every man I saw, I wanted to flirt with him because I needed to be validated.
Jesus,
but I'm telling you, in order to be happy in marriage, in order to be happy in ministry, in order to be happy and successful in the workplace, you got to forget about somebody validating you. A man can't validate you, and your title can't validate you. Money can't validate you, and a job can't validate you. Your friends can't validate you, and a congregation can't validate you. You got to get to the point that you know, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Created in the image of God. Worthy of honor and respect. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You're an assignment. Yeah, you're under attack. The devil doesn't want you to know who you are. Hallelujah. But we can't, and he doesn't want us to have unity. And that's my final point, is anointed. You are already anointed. But there's an anointing that God wants to give us, and it's a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. It's a fresh anointing. See, I can only get that when I go into the presence of the Most High God. See, I can only get that when I allow God to rub his anointing on me. When I allow him to hold me in his arms. When I abide in his shelter of the Most High. Under the shadow of the Almighty. I can only get the anointing when I drop to my knees. And start worshiping God. And start praising God. See, there's a fresh anointing that God will put on your life. That will allow you to stand up under pressure. Anybody under pressure today? I'm telling you, God is releasing a fresh anointing in this place. In the name of Jesus. Where you might have felt like giving up. But God is saying it's not over yet. Because it's not over until I say it's over. Some of y'all have got a pink slip on the job. And God is saying, go ahead and put in the application. Because I already opened up the door for you. Because when one door closes, I open up the windows of heaven. I'm not opening no little door. To the curb, kicking him to the curb. If it includes respecting your husband,
my husband.
Bless the God.
When we got married, I had a 17-year-old. She was pregnant. She was 18. The baby was born. She was 19. The baby was born. But she was pregnant at 18. I was a grandmother at 33. Hallelujah.
Bless the God.
The curse is broken. I came to tell somebody.
Jesus.
The curse is broken.
Hallelujah.
No more teenage pregnancy. No more unwed pregnancy. And if you did it, don't go hang your head in condemnation. God says he's not condemning you.
No, he's not.
But he's breaking the cycle. Life. Because just as Hallelujah. This craziness, craziness. Want to put me in my place. People want to put you in your place.
Well,
but my place, dear, is not under the sole of your feet.
All right.
Not under the sole of your shoe.
All right.
Take your bite, pump, heel off of me.
All right. All right.
Get off of me. I'm not
the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I pray you were blessed by the word on tonight. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name, and we worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you get all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Thank you, Lord, that the devil cannot make us come down, oh, Lord, to his level. So, Lord, we thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and great is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in the world. Bless every listener, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help each and every one of us to remain strong, oh God, oh Lord, endure hardness as good soldiers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our future. We thank you for our destiny, Lord. Thank you for each and every person. I ask that you strengthen them, oh Lord. I ask that you, Father God, equip them to go forward to do everything that you have called them to do pertaining to your kingdom. So, Lord, right now we give this broadcast to you. We seal this word upon the hearts of your listeners to say, have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Heal every person that's been abandoned, molested, abused, neglected, oh God. Heal every person who's broken. Heal every person who's hurting in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you because you are a keeper. You are a healer. You are our provider. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the broadcast. I invite you to come over to New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., Tuesday at 7:30, and Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. God bless you. I'll see you right here on Saturday for another episode of Woman to Woman. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen and praise God.